Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. On a yellow wedding cake tier are two sets of brides and grooms. One pair are blondes, the other have brown hair. The couples dance, they kiss. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin. Next tier, each couple holds a baby. The women hold the babies, the men hold briefcases. The blonde woman in a suit holds a pointer. The brunette wears paint-smeared overalls. The men hold golf clubs. Sam Waterston. One of the men puts his arm around the other. And Martin Sheen. The men hold hands. They kiss. The women are on the top tier. They face one another. Grace and Frankie. The cake splits, the figures fall, the cake collapses and crumbles. Created by Marta Kaufman and Howard J. Morris. At the beach house, Grace sets up the chessboard.
We'll play in here, Frankie, okay?
I'll be there in a second, Grace.
Bud, I can't talk right now. I understand you want to vent about your father, but I'm not your man. Call Aunt Irma.
Frankie picks up a parcel.
Grace, I got a package. It might be a gift. It's really heavy. It could be cheese.
I don't think we have room for any more cheese.
I will make room for cheese.
I'm putting that on your tombstone.
Frankie tosses the packing material aside.
And don't try to make a wig out of that stuff, because I'm not going to wear it.
I'm not even insulted by that. Oh, sweet St. Gary. The prototypes for my lube.
Frankie hands Grace a pink folder.
Brianna needs my input on packaging, bottling, marketing, packaging.
You said packaging.
Oh, packaging too. Oh, this is a big moment in the history of the vagina.
She removes bottles.
And the dry, silent majority everywhere.
And tubes.
Oh, I can't even remember the last time I was this excited. Oh, that's not true. I've been this excited a lot. But I am really excited. They're gonna put me on the cover of Lube magazine.
That's not a thing. So, you wanna know which one I'd pick?
Nah. I'm just kidding. Which one?
This one.
Grace hands Frankie a narrow cylindrical bottle.
Nah. It's so much fun.
Grace turns to glance at her phone in the kitchen.
Frankie, you want every aspect of your packaging to tell the narrative. You know, you have to establish a memorable visual.
Frankie stares at the bottle. Grace picks up her phone.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
You shut up.
No, look.
Grace holds out her phone to Frankie.
Farther.
Grace pulls the phone back.
Farther.
Grace pulls it back more.
I think we may have to let this one go, pal.
It's a text from Phil. He wants to have lunch with me tomorrow.
Oh, that's exciting. Lunch with the Phil. I forget his last name. Alexopoulos.
You remembered.
Where's lunch? Someplace romantic?
In a way, we're meeting at the Anchor Bar. It's where we...
Ah, wait, don't walk away in the middle of the story. What did you do? Kiss, grope, fondle? What?
It's where I first knew that he felt what I felt.
Oh. Well, tell me anyway.
They return to their seats by the chessboard.
Well, when Robert and Saul would be away on their gay sex business trips, I didn't like the idea of coming back to an empty house after work. So I would treat myself to a drink or two, or one time four, at the Anchor across the street from the office. You know, it's been there for ages.
Yeah, it and me both.
No, it gets better. One night, it was about 3 months after Phil stopped working on our house, and I walked in, and there he was, just by chance. He bought me a drink, and we talked, and we laughed. We really laughed. And at the end of the night, he put his hand on my back. And I felt something that I had never felt in 40 years with Robert.
Mm. Oh, sister, you said the story would get better, and damn it, it did.
So I started seeing him when Robert was away. And sometimes when he wasn't away.
All those years, I thought you were stuck up and boring as shit. But turns out you were stuck up and interesting as shit.
Thanks.
Grace removes one of the lube boxes in her phone from the ottoman with the board. Playing black, Grace moves her queen's bishop pawn up one square. She taps the clock and gestures to Frankie.
I don't know how to play chess.
Frankie taps the clock. In Frankie's studio, glasses on, she inspects the lube bottles that each have a smear of purple and pink on them. She removes the cap from one and squirts the lube into her palm. She sniffs it. She dips a fingertip in it and rubs it against her thumb. She tastes it. In Bree's office.
This is not my lube.
Excuse me?
Mr. Brajajahadad, I'm going to call you right back.
His name is Craig. He said to call him Craig. You should probably just call him Craig.
Not my lube. Not my lube.
Frankie, hello.
Oh, don't try to sweet talk me. Miss peed in her pants at her 10th birthday party.
I had a medical condition.
This is not my recipe. And yes, my vagina can tell.
Okay, Adam, can you please give us a second?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
What are you doing?
Oh, I have a few friends that don't believe Frankie's real.
Adam records Frankie with his phone.
It's not my recipe.
Look, we needed to add a few ingredients for mass production. Didn't you read the packet I gave you along with those samples?
Of course! I skimmed them, parts of them. No, what?
It's nothing. It's a little citrus seed, some palm oil.
Palm oil? Are you insane? Palm oil? Palm oil extraction destroys the rainforest. And do you know who lives in the rainforest? Oh, I don't know. Only our cousins.
The Fliegelmans?
The orangutans.
Oh, damn it. Storage space full.
Do you want us to wait while you delete some pictures?
Would you?
What is this face telling you?
Bye.
Adam leaves.
Okay, Frankie, I can tell you're very upset. So let's just take a breath. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this.
Frankie sits in front of Bree's desk.
Great. Now, you want your lube in every grocery store in America, right?
And some of the more progressive car washes, yes.
Okay. Well, products like this can end up sitting on a shelf for a year, and they need a little help to keep from spoiling. Do you know how fast yams go bad?
Yes. 6 months.
No.
Then no.
Do you want to explain to the good stuff people why your lube has a shelf life of 3 to 5 weeks in a darkened room?
My lube is going to be in the good stuff stores?
That's the plan. Also in the packet.
I read the packet.
You just admitted you didn't.
Well, then why keep bringing it up?
Oh, to shame you.
Frankie moves from the desk.
I can't be a party to palm oil. Is it in all your products?
No. Palm oil is in every product. It's in the shampoo you use. It's in the Cheez-Its you're never not eating. I bet I could open up your purse right now and find 3 things that have palm oil in them.
The joke's on you. I can't find my purse.
The joke is absolutely on me. Frankie? Even if I wanted to get rid of palm oil, which I totally do, I do. This is how we've always done things since before I worked here.
This is Grace's doing?
That's not what I meant.
Makes so much sense. The enemy's been right under my nose the whole time.
What? No. No. I'm not saying that it's her fault. What I'm saying is that palm oil is ubiquitous.
Don't you try to hypnotize me with your corporate power jargon. I'm getting to the bottom of this. Frankie Bergstein, out.
Adam returns, his phone at the ready. Frankie pauses in the doorway with one fist raised.
Well, that was fucking art.
Evening. Coyote lies on his back.
This is really great, isn't it?
He clicks on a light strap to his forehead. Saul turns on his.
Way better than my beige hotel room. I loved doing this when you boys were little.
You mean the 4 nights a year when you and Mom would let us run the AC and we'd all sleep huddled around it?
Yeah, we'd play Bergstein foot Jenga.
Tell Jewish ghost stories.
Wait, is that what got you into Kabbalah?
That was college. I was trying things. It was a girl. It was Mom.
You know who'd hate us right now? Robert.
Coyote looks from Saul to Bud. They turn off their headlamps and get up. Coyote joins Saul on the couch. Bud turns on the lights and sits with them.
So, what's the plan for getting him back?
Well, I'm giving him some time.
Which is a non-plan.
But I know he won't have the answer I'm hoping for right now, so maybe if I let him thaw, he'll be able to hear me.
Good plan.
No, I don't see it.
No, Dad's right. You can't talk rationally to Robert when he's angry.
Which is why I've been working from my neutral-toned hotel room.
He's angry even though you're not at the office. We all hide until he calms down or until he eats a tea bag, which, by the way, he's been doing a lot these days.
Grace was very clear I should leave him alone.
The problem is, Grace still has her dignity and ego intact. Take it from someone that has neither. You need to show Robert your heart. That way he knows exactly what to stomp on before he takes you back.
Bud frowns.
I don't know.
No, believe me, Dad, it works. That's how I got Bud back.
Full disclosure, I'm still not totally back.
He needs to know that you love him and you're not giving up.
I'm not giving up.
At Robert's. Robert carries shopping bags to the kitchen. He glances at the answering machine.
You have 12 new messages.
Hello, Robert. It's me.
He pauses with ice cream in hand.
Wait, no. It's not me. I mean, it is me. But I guess I don't have the right to say it's me anymore. I'm no longer your it's me. So anyway, it's Saul Bergstein.
At the beach house, Grace eats while reading a book.
J'accuse! Which means...
I know what it means. It means you got too stoned again and tried to even out drinking too much coffee.
Green tea, but this isn't about that. I know it was all you, Grace. Oh, yes, I talked to Brianna. I know all about the palm oil.
Oh, you do, do you?
I know it's in all of Say Grace's products.
I thought this might come up. Do you know what used to be in all of Say Grace's products?
Parabens.
Grace busses her dishes.
Parabens, even worse. I should do my one-woman show on parabens for you sometime. Paraben to hell and back.
You have twice. Two times.
Don't change the subject, Grace.
I didn't. Look, just so you know, we thought palm oil would be a better alternative for women's health. It wasn't until just a few years ago we knew how terrible it was for the environment.
I've known forever. What would Frances Mangella say? She wouldn't even recognize me. She used to bare her breasts at the Republican National Convention. She would throw stink bombs at the Republican National Convention. And now I've turned into an orangutan genocide profiteer.
No, you mean a profiteer of orangutan genocide, because the way you said it, it sounds like you're a morally bankrupt orangutan.
Not the time, Grace. I can't lube a vagina with one hand and smack an orangutan with the other.
Grace sips her red wine and stifles a laugh.
As an outside contractor, you don't have a say in this. But what you can do is make a passionate argument. And if you make a compelling enough case, they might listen to you.
You think a song would work? Because I think I've got one. Blood on your hands, blood on your hands,
blood on my hands.
What have you done? What have you done?
Blood on my hands, blood on my hands.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, I think you've got this covered.
Wait, Grace?
High, patchy clouds sit above the beach house. Inside, dressed in a pale pink dress, Grace shells pistachios.
Hey, morning. Did you hear those crows? They were all like, ah, ah. That's not right. No, it's more like, ah, ah. Damn it. What are you doing, being weird?
It's soothing. I needed something to do before I see Phil. I was gonna clean your hairbrush, but I thought it would take too long.
You guys having breakfast?
Lunch.
Well, you look fantastic. Even if there's Mumbai scale traffic, you've still got 3 hours to get there.
What if I'm not the person he thought I was? You know, what if we finally start this and he finds he doesn't like who I actually am?
But he does like who you actually are.
Well, he doesn't really know who I am anymore. You may not know this, Frankie, but I'm a flawed person.
I do know that.
You know who else knows it? My daughters, my grandkids, my friends, every customer service representative I ever interacted with.
Aren't you jumping to the end of this story a little too soon?
I spent 40 years with a man who didn't love me. Maybe I'm the problem. You know, maybe I'm unlovable.
You're not unlovable.
Are you sure?
Now you're fishing. Guess what? You caught one. I love you. You happy?
What do I do?
This is what you do. You stand up.
Grace stands.
You put your damn purse on your arm the way you like it.
Grace slips a white bag with brown trim over her arm.
And then you do exactly what you told me to do with Jacob.
What did I tell you to do with Jacob?
Don't be an idiot.
That does sound like me.
Oh.
Frankie puts an arm around Grace. At the restaurant, Grace sits at a table for two and taps the woven handles of her bag.
Man, are you sure I can't get you anything?
No, thank you, Gretchen. I'm fine.
It's just, you've been here a half hour. So
please walk away. It has to look like I just got here. Off you go. Go.
Is somebody watching us? If you're in some kind of trouble, take your spoon and slide it to the other side of the table.
Look, I got here very early for a date because I was nervous. And now I don't want to look desperate or insane. So please do me a kindness and leave.
Gretchen mimes, locking her mouth and walks away. Grace puts her keys in her bag. Phil enters and looks around. Grace's eyes widen.
Phil. Phil.
She waves. He looks toward the door.
Good Lord.
Phil!
She stands. He turns and smiles.
I thought I heard my name a bunch of times.
He opens his arms. She steps in. They embrace.
You look lovely.
Thank you. So do you. Well, I don't mean... lovely. You know what I mean.
They sit facing one another. Phil smiles at her.
Wow.
He picks up a glass.
Actually, I think that's my water.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll tell you what. I'll just switch.
He switches the water glasses.
Where is that waitress? I keep trying to get her attention. Oh, there you are.
Hello, sir. Ma'am. Welcome to the Anchor. I'm Gretchen, and I will be your server.
She winks at Grace.
Can I get you something to drink?
Let me take a crack at it. For old time's sake.
Oh, okay. Crack away.
She'll have a vodka martini. Straight up, very dry, two olives.
And he'll have a rye Manhattan served up in a rocks glass with an orange peel instead of a cherry.
He smiles at Grace.
Be right back. You're doing great.
Grace fiddles with her hair. At Roberts.
And when you look at my chart, not actually my zodiac chart, but the moon chart from the year I was born, compare that to your chart, you'll see it was literally written in the stars for us to have this fight. Of course, if you did look at my zodiac chart, you'd see that I'm cosmically doomed. I guess I'm saying that it was so hard for us to get to where we were. Are we really going to let one... I believe it was a young Mickey Rourke who once said, actually, Hakuna Matata literally means there is no problem here in Swahili. I interpret that to mean there's no problem that's unsolvable.
Message skipped. To delete this message, press 1. To continue listening to this message, press 2.
Robert stands motionless, staring at the answering machine. Slowly, he presses 2.
I'm sorry for the long meandering messages. The truth is, this was all way too many words just to say. I miss you like crazy.
Robert sits on a stool facing the machine.
My heart hurts not being with you. You are my person. I need you. It's Saul. Saul Bergstein.
Robert grabs a handful of chips and crushes them into a container of guacamole. In Bree's office.
Frankie, you know, we have a little saying here at Good Stuff when we like a product.
This is good stuff.
Good. Dan, I was going to say it.
Sorry, Jer. Jump the gun.
Well, gentlemen, it sounds like our lube is going to be in your stores.
Yeah, and we could not be more thrilled.
I've got to say, I'm excited to be involved with such an eco-friendly company.
Well, we really pride ourselves on that.
You should. You are one of the first companies to ban all those foods which contain genetically modified ingredients.
Oh, you've done your research.
Thank you, Dan. That means so much coming from a fellow hermano del mundo.
She holds out her fist. Dan holds up a fist, then wraps his hand over hers.
I like you.
Huh? I like you, too. And I'm sure something like palm oil must really upset you.
Well, of course it upsets me, but we have to...
You know what, everybody, let's just stay focused, because I know that Steven and Erica had some shelf schematics they wanted to pitch you guys.
Yeah, we call them shelf stories.
Oh, we agreed no to shelf stories.
Yes, and then we agreed to let me try it.
Would anyone like some Say Grace hand lotion? It's so good. It moisturizes as it protects.
Just let Steven and Erica do their thing.
Sorry. I'll put it on quietly.
Gerald, if you could just refer to page 5 in your packet.
I got nothing here. Stacy, did I get a packet?
Frankie pumps red liquid into her palm.
From Say Grace? No.
Erica turns to Dan.
I'm so dry. Let's get it all over.
Her hands and arms are streaked red.
Frankie, what the hell?
Oh, my God.
Is that real blood?
Sure is. It's from the orangutans we kill so that we can put palm oil in all our products. You know, apparently here at Say Grace, we think that's good stuff. Oh, I've got so much extra. Here you go.
Oh, no!
Dan, it's ketchup. It's a goof. It's going to be funny. Soon.
Dan, I'm in the dark here. What's going on?
Meeting's gone south, Jer.
I'll go grab some towels.
Jerry, I'm so sorry.
No, we're gonna change it. We don't have to have blood on our hands.
This is a $3,000 suit.
Please take Dan across the street to get him a sweatshirt and to get his suit cleaned.
Yeah. So wait, just like any sweatshirt or...
Remember that talk we had about being more of a self-starter? Today's the day, Steven.
I don't want a sweatshirt. Dan, let's go.
Good to meet you, Dan.
Steven and Dan exit.
What the fuck?
I'm affecting change, baby. And let's be clear, there's no way in hell that that is a $3,000 suit.
This is not how you affect change. This is how you destroy a business relationship I've spent years building. Did you honestly think you could come in here with your bloody performance art and it would work?
Absolutely, yes. That's why I did it. And I thought Adam would be here so he could film it. Is he sick?
No, don't sit down. God damn it, Frankie. I mean, I only included you in this process as a favor because you asked to be taken seriously. But in order to be taken seriously, you have to be serious.
I am very serious.
Well, I'd invite you to take a look at your hands and reevaluate that statement.
I'm not going to stand by and have my loop.
No, my loop. You signed a contract and you've made it perfectly clear that you don't respect that. Or me, or the business that my mother built. And so now I'm telling you I have received the message.
Thank you.
And you're out.
What do you mean, out?
I mean, out the door, out of luck, out to lunch, just as long as it's out.
Frankie's eyes dart.
Go home, Frankie. And if you haven't already ruined everything, maybe you'll get a check a few times a year.
Frankie picks up her purse with two fingers. Halfway to the door, she pauses.
Out.
At the restaurant, Gretchen serves fresh drinks.
Thank you. What was your friend's name we ran into that one time?
Her name was Joan, and she was made of cigarettes.
I thought she'd caught us. We were holding hands.
Thank God she died before she spilled the beans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kidding. She just moved to Fort Lauderdale. She did die, though.
To Joan.
He smiles and takes a sip of his drink.
You know why I picked this place?
Yes, of course.
That was a special night.
Yes, it was. I was lucky I ran into you.
Well, I may have known this was your regular Friday night spot. And I may have come here intending to run into you.
Well, I may be made up excuses to see you, too. Remember when I hired you to put in the skylight?
Yeah.
I hate skylights.
She places her hand on his. He covers hers with his other hand. He slides both away. Her eyes widen.
What? What is it?
He puts a hand to his mouth. At Robert's, suitcases sit in the entry. Saul rummages in a closet. Robert appears on the landing wielding a toilet plunger. Saul kneels, his head in the closet.
What are you doing here?
I needed to get some things.
You nearly gave me a second heart attack.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd be home.
I took the day off, if you must know, which you mustn't. You should have told me you were coming so I could have told you not to.
You shouldn't be here. What were you going to do with that?
Bludgeon. I thought it was a break-in.
I did tell you I was coming. Didn't you get my messages?
Yes, Saul, I did. All 18,000 of them. But since the answering machine is in the kitchen and I did have to go to bed at some point, I could not listen to all of them.
I'm sorry. You have everything I own, except my rain sticks, which are in my car. There were actually some extra rain sticks at the beach house.
Are you deliberately trying to antagonize me?
No. No.
Saul moves closer.
I'll be out of your hair in 5 minutes. I just need to get a few.
Saul stumbles. Oh. Robert catches him. They stare, inches apart.
Yeah. Sorry.
Robert picks up the plunger.
What can I do to help us get through this? Tell me what it's going to take and I'll do it. Anything. Name it.
I'm not sure there's anything you can do.
Are you telling me you can't get past this?
I don't know.
Do you want to get past it?
I don't know.
Slowly, Saul returns to his suitcases. He gathers the three bags. Robert moves aside. Robert looks back at the door. In the restaurant.
What?
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
But you need to let me explain.
Okay.
I'm still married to Elaine.
Grace blinks. Her jaw drops.
Oh.
And this is where you need to let me explain.
Oh, God. I can't believe I got it so wrong.
Grace, just
no,
let me.
I have to go.
Grace strides toward the exit.
Grace.
Sir, you need to pay your bill. I haven't brought it yet, but I was going to.
I will pay my bill. I just need to.
Grace is gone. At the beach house, Frankie sits. Her red arms rest on a towel.
Hey. Hey. How was Phil?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about my day either.
Well, I think the person with blood all over their arms is gonna have to say something.
Brianna fired me from my own lube. I'm out.
What happened?
Art happened.
Oh, dear.
Performance art. All over her office. And this guy, Dan. I'm not sure it was the best way to get what I wanted. Mostly because I didn't get what I wanted. You know, the lube was one of the coolest things I've ever created.
Grace puts a hand on Frankie's shoulder.
And I fucked it all up.
Frankie, in business, when you want to change people's minds, you have to do it the way business people do it.
You think I should have worn a suit?
Oh, you do some research. You commission a study, you talk to experts. Mostly you show them how it can make them money.
Jesus, you're good at this.
Well, I used to be.
There's my order from China Bucket. Grace?
Phil walks in. Grace stares, eyes wide.
You didn't let me finish.
He's way more handsome up close.
Frankie leaves. Phil and Grace move to the patio. She stands with her arms crossed.
Thanks for letting me in.
Well, you got about 5 minutes before Jeopardy comes on and Frankie starts yelling wrong answers to the screen.
My situation is complicated.
So enlighten me.
After that night, we were supposed to meet in the hotel. I told Elaine everything.
Grace blinks, brow furrowed.
Even though I knew it was over for her, you and me. We decided to get divorced. I even got an apartment. Then she got sick. And I just couldn't leave her. Lane has Alzheimer's. Advanced now.
God, Phil, I'm just...
So yes, I am married. But the Elaine I knew is gone. She hasn't been that Elaine for a very long time.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine. Why didn't you tell me this before?
I don't know. Really. That day you came to my house, seeing you. I just wanted everything to be like it was again. Even if it was just for a drink. I thought that'd be enough. It's not.
So, what now?
It's up to you.
Grace gazes up at him.
What is Machu Picchu?
They both glance back toward the house.
Shit!
Cut to black. A baby with a phone. Skydance Television. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.